lifted sanctions to allow him and Syria to grow.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A number of flights in and out of Kansas City are being canceled or delayed due to the government shutdown. Kansas City International Airport was not on the list of airports directed by the Federal Aviation Administration to reduce the number of flights, but flights in and out of KCI are still being affected. FlightsAware.com reports 17 flights were canceled yesterday, 60 flights delayed. So far today, 7 have been canceled, 4 delayed. 2 flights have already been canceled for tomorrow. The FAA announced last week it was reducing air traffic by 10% at 40 of the nation's busiest airports due to staffing shortages linked to the ongoing government shutdown. The Kansas Rural Health Innovation Alliance is seeking $1 billion in federal funding for rural health care over the next 5 years. Kansas is projected to lose almost $4 billion in Medicaid funding over the next 10 years because of changes in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The rural health transformation process is a $50 billion provision to help mitigate those losses. Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says those funds will not cover operating costs. The money is for innovation to help hospitals in the future.
These things aren't going to help them, if you will, meet a bottom line with more financial support, but it will probably help them do the things they want to do to help the population they serve.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will make a decision on the request by the end of this year. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Partly sunny and windy this morning, much colder temperatures today with highs only getting up to the upper 30s. Winds from the north 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Clear and very cold tonight with lows around 20 degrees. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the U.S. Mint will stop making pennies next year. Do you round up, round down? What's a business to do? Penny production coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Then I hope you'll join me later this morning or this afternoon if you're joining us on KPR2 for Prairie Journal. Today on the Prairie Journal, we preview the 2026 midterm elections 1 year out. I'll be visiting with Dole Visiting Fellow and journalist Jerry Seib. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER1, immediately following this Old House Radio Hour, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER2.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly sunny skies this morning, then clearing as the day goes on. Much colder temperatures today with highs only getting up to the upper 30s. Winds from the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, 31 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Capital One.
Hollywood and parenting on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Speaking of the Dole Institute, hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal later today. I'll be visiting with Dole Institute visiting fellow and veteran journalist Jerry Seib. We'll be previewing the 2026 midterm elections 1 year out. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It is a cold one out there today. Highs only in the upper 30s. Very cold tonight with lows getting down to around 20 degrees. It's 31 in Topeka, 31 here in Lawrence, 32 degrees in Emporia.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
It's your place for NPR News Weekend Edition Sunday and coming up, This Old House Radio Hour. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
What do you have planned for Saturday night, December 13th? Hoping you'll join us at KPR's Big Band Christmas at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate than with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests and a full night of Kansas City jazz and holiday songs? Get your tickets now while they last at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Find out more about our Big Band Christmas at kansaspublicradio.org.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. How do you know if you're covered when the next disaster strikes? It's This Old House Radio Hour from LAist and APM, American Public Media. I'm Jen Largis. What home or renter's insurance do you really need? And how to keep it affordable?
One of the subtleties to look for is things like, if a tree does fall through my roof, is this policy going to pay to replace the entire roof or just the damaged portion?
You don't need a big house or a big bank account to live a rich life. The writer Rachel Kushner shares the lessons she learned growing up in a tiny bungalow in Eugene, Oregon.
There was this feeling of abundance in Eugene. Even living in a financially precarious situation, our lives was really filled with beauty.
Without the right exhaust fan, your bathroom could be growing mold. We help you choose the right one for your home. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Today is day 40 of the government shutdown, the longest.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peabo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music, Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. It's a cold one out there. Bundle up if you're outdoors. We're looking for highs today only in the upper 30s. Winds from the north 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Very cold overnight tonight with lows around 20 degrees. It's 32 in Lawrence, 33 in Emporia, 32 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box. Dedicated
from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Cold temperatures in store for today. Highs only around 38 degrees. This is KPR.
Open just to get to the blade. You simply pull out of the pocket, flip the blade open, use it to cut open your packages or check whatever else, and put it back. But the nice thing is, if I'm somewhere where I need to check something else, where I really wish I had a small screwdriver or a pair of pliers, everything's in there. I have the pliers inside, I have a couple of small screwdriver tips, and it's very small, lightweight, and low profile. I keep this on me every day.
We'll see you next week on This Old House Radio Hour. Our show is distributed by and co-produced by Elliott Studios and APM, American Public Media. This Old House Radio Hour was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Much colder temperatures today. You probably already know that. Highs today only getting up to the upper 30s. It's 33 degrees in Lawrence, 34 in Emporia. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing home, and at their own hospice house. I saw a poll recently, and I don't know the numbers, but it was a shockingly large number of people on both sides of the political aisle that
felt it opens the way for people whose motives aren't great. Let's just put it that way.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be with you. Always fun.
Jerry Seib is a visiting fellow at the Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas and a longtime journalist with the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kate McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. Much colder today, highs only in the upper 30s, winds from the north 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Clear and cold tonight with lows around 20 degrees. It's 34 in Lawrence, 34 in Topeka. This is
Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre.
If you have someone you'd like to nominate for Here to Help, drop us a line. I'm Kay McIntyre for Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. And from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. Today on 105 Live, special guest Nirvana Hope from Manhattan. That's just ahead here on KPR. Cold temperatures today, highs only in the upper 30s, clear and very cold tonight with lows around 20 degrees. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 40s. It's 35 in Manhattan, 36 degrees in Emporia. Here in Lawrence, it's 34 degrees. The time is 12:01.